hours after midnight. No breaks, no sleep, and it's always been you and me. You know it's always been you and me. No money, no shortchange, you still hating. Fingers up, tell you one more thing. Yeah, you can't hear me, let me dumb it down. I'm slung by nature from a small town. We told guns by nature, no showing now. Yeah, to get everything I wanted in this lifetime, I had to put my beliefs on the front line. And every song that I sing, it's always been you and me. Tell my baby it'll be another late night. I left work 8 hours after midnight. No breaks, no sleep, and it's always been you and me. Like a raven over the grave, I get lost over the page. I'm in tune with my spirit, doing shrooms, trip for days. 18 with the plaques, in the projects with the raps. White boy with the blacks, from the sticks I cross the tracks. Rock and roll, rolling stone, daddy left his pistol home. Loaded up, shooting bottles off the porch to his songs. I was troubled, I was hurt, and it bubbled to the surface. Took it out on writing songs, put that seed up under the dirt. God gave me water, two sons and one daughter. I prayed and prayed harder, work hard and play harder. I visualized, put thumbtacks over outlines. And when they said I was out my mind, I put more goals in the pipeline. This is my time to get everything I wanted in this lifetime. I had to put my beliefs on the front line. In every song that I sing, it's always been you and me. Tell my baby it'll be another late night. I left work 8 hours after midnight. No breaks, no sleep, and it's always been you and me. You know it's always been you and me. You know it's always been you.
That's the BS show.
Yes.
It's always been you and me.
That's right.
Us, in other words. So what's going on, Seth? It's been a whole week since the last time.
We had the eclipse on Monday.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
That was an amazing event.
I didn't need no glasses. I could see it through the clouds.
Yeah, where I was at Indian City, I was with my parents, and it was cloudy at first a little bit, then it cleared right up. Just in time, and we've seen 100%, the 100% totality in the ring. Then you could take your glasses off and look at it in that 3 minutes.
It got dark, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, I seen the security lights, the yard lights and stuff coming on.
I got a little excited at my father because he kept on taking pictures, and I was like, just put your phone down. There's nothing, your phone can't, you don't have the proper camera to take the best pictures of that. So anything you take is going to be not looking right. I'm like, just use your eyes and look at it. You know, I was like, just look at it. You're not going to see this in this area again until 2099, you know?
No, they said 45.
That's another part of the state, the country. Oh. So this area here, the next one will be 2099. Yeah, sure, you could go to another area. I'll
drive out to Denver and look at the 3 minutes of solar eclipse.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, it's tempting. There's one.
Not for me.
The reason is for me is because there was something amazing about it, how the temperature dropped, how the birds acted, how animals acted. There was dogs that got loose, and they were freaked out. Their tails were underneath their hind quarters, just running around, panicking. Birds were freaking out by flying back to their nests. I mean, the color change, how everything got desaturated.
I think it cooled off a little,
too. It did. The wind picked up. That was another thing, too. And so the wind started picking up as it cooled down. And then the total, not total darkness, it was like kind of like a dusk, you know, but it was dark enough that you could tell it was like
really weird. It was weird. I know that.
But, you know, you think about it. You go back to 585 BC, where there was a battle going on between, I think, the Medians and the Lydians, and a solar eclipse happened right over top of them. They freaked out, thinking
God was after
them. Yeah, so their deities were going to, you know, pissed off at them, so they made a peace deal. But there was a Greek philosopher that predicted that solar eclipse was going to happen that day.
And they went to battle anyways?
Yeah. So they knew how to predict them all the way back then. Some people knew how to predict them. And supposedly NASA has till 3000, year 3000, they have all the solar eclipses planned. They can predict them out that far. So it's pretty interesting how that science works.
Well, that's a lot of tax dollars there.
A lot of math,
They ought to get it right.
I think they're using computer models. So, yeah, it's pretty accurate. They were quite accurate with ours. It went straight over us the right way and everything. And you even came up to roughly Union City, too.
Yeah. Well, I was there for band practice. I wasn't there to look at the sun.
Yeah, it just took time.
I was in the garage playing.
Yeah. Yeah, Bill was out there taking psychedelics and came out in the sun.
Well, the other guys, they stopped and said, "Hey, look at it. It's starting to have a solar eclipse." And
yeah.
So I said, "Well, I guess I'll go out and watch too. I don't know." Yeah.
The other crazy part is all the traffic. Like, I guess 79, as after it ended, 79 had stop and go traffic all the way down to Pittsburgh. What normally took 2 hours to drive to Pittsburgh, it took 4 or 5 hours. That's crazy. That's a lot of traffic.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, Route 8 was kind of like that too.
Oh, really?
Going south afterwards.
Oh, really?
Before that, because I drove up there before that, it wasn't much of anything.
But then the
just normal traffic
came back through. It was pretty heavy
on the way home. Yeah, so they must have got up there early.
Jeez,
I don't know. It seems silly to me, but hey,
to me it's like, you know, I didn't have to leave anywhere, so that was a nice thing. And to me,
Right.
I was one of those nut jobs that bought solar glasses 2 years ago for like $9.
$9?
For a set of five.
Oh.
So it was dirt cheap. And then,
like, I saw them at Walmart, 10 for $10. And
yeah.
I think, boy, I don't know. You trust your eyeballs to a
$1
pair of glasses.
Yeah, the ones I got were ISO 123-12-12, whatever it is. Yeah, they were good glasses.
You put anything they want on there.
Yeah.
So they work. Look at all these numbers. These babies are good.
Yeah. I put my trust into them because I didn't lose my eyesight from them yet, you know. So
I don't trust anybody. Yeah.
I don't blame you.
It's like everybody's just lying to everybody else.
It reminds me of those 3M air plugs that the Army had, and later on come find out that they failed at the test and people end up losing hearing. And I was in the military at the time when that happened, and we fired many rounds with those, you know, the 3M air plugs. So there's a lot of people that lost hearing from that. So, yeah, you have to be careful sometimes. You can't always trust with some...
I'm surprised I haven't lost my hearing at all these crazy concerts I
did. Yeah, that's true.
I never wore nothing.
Oh, really?
Nothing.
Do you have any tetanitis, not tetanitis, tetanus, where you're like an earring, in your ears at all, ever?
Not that I know of.
Oh, because that's what...
If I did, I didn't even know it, so...
Really?
I don't know. There's too much hubbub about everything. Yeah. Crazy. They had big road signs on Route 8 there, big flashing, you know, the traffic.
Yeah.
Says, do not look at the sun or something. No stopping on the road.
Yeah, this. Right.
And I was, oh, man. Dialed 511 for more information.
Isn't that funny? Yeah.
Oh, shoot. A half hour, it was over.
Yeah.
You know, I mean... Took 20 minutes for it to cover up, and then it took another 10 minutes to uncover.
Right.
That was quick.
It was literally, I think it started completely covered at 3:16 and then ended 3 minutes later. So that's what, 3:19, we'll call it. And then I waited another hour after that because that's how long it took to transit out completely 100%. And it was still an amazing sight. You could see solar flares coming off the sun. There was like two solar flares that came right off when it was in totality, and we could see it flickering out, and that was crazy. That part was amazing. And you know, we did a show about the EMP pulse. That was a long time ago. We did that show. It was an early show on the BS show.
EMP?
Yeah, the EMP about how back in the 1850...
Whatever, 1859.
Yeah, and a solar flare hit the world. The
telegraph poles, they all got toasted.
And some people died, yeah. And I was thinking, holy cow, we're on this Earth that has this magnetosphere that, you know, this magnetic, electromagnetic shield from the sun. And you look at, like, Venus, and it doesn't have that. The moon doesn't have that.
Yeah,
and,
you know, when it was totally dark, I could see a planet there, and I don't know which planet it was. Yeah, I thought it was a star, but there was no other stars, just that one planet was shining there, kind of in the west.
Right, yeah. Probably it was Venus.
I don't know.
You know, it's amazing how the solar flares, how big they are. They're like, you know, like 20 Earths. You know, when they go shooting out.
It's a good thing they're that far away.
Yeah.
You get toasted. You get singed. So, I don't know. Let's play a couple songs.
That's all, folks.
That's all. Let's play a couple songs and, liven things up a little bit.
Liven up,
yeah. Yeah. The Lost Prayer. You got that one?
Yeah, I got that.
Okay, we'll try that again. Because we're going to play that one, too. As soon as Steve gets all the... The words down.
Sounds good.
Real BS Show, if you didn't know.
Coming live from downtown Union City.
Yeah.
Beautiful downtown.
We got one more song I want to play.
Yeah.
It's something about I Loved Them All or something. Yeah. Some guy and his girlfriends over the years.
T.G. Shepherd, huh?
Yeah, T.G. Shepherd, that's right.
Yeah.
I think we played that a couple weeks ago.
I think so, too.
We'll play it again.
It's just one of those, just kind of re-roll.
Kind of catches your attention and kind of, I don't know, sticks in your head sometimes.
You can tell it's one of those songs that's, probably from the 90s or late 80s or so. It just has a catchy tune.
Yeah, I forgot who wrote it. The guy that wrote it died.
Right.
I can't remember.
Right.
But anyways.
You can Google it. It's out there.
T.G. Shepherd making a big buck off it.
So. Yeah.
You said Zach Wilde, you looked at the YouTube, one of the YouTube videos had 32 million views.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Wow, he has a lot more than that. I didn't realize he was that famous.
He played in some famous, he's been around.
He was Ozzy Osbourne's guitarist, lead guitarist. And
same way with that Yellow Wolf, that one guy there. Yeah. He's messed around with Johnny Cash and all kinds of different people. And
Eminem,
So... It's all a big club and we ain't in it.
Well, to me, it was shocking that you liked the song. I didn't picture that you'd like that song.
What, yeah, Yellow Wolf?
Yeah, I didn't think. Yeah, you and me.
Yeah, it had a nice chorus part there, and I don't know about what he's. I don't even know what it's about or what he's talking about. You know, I don't know. He has to work late and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I relate to that. You know, well, I got to work overtime tonight.
Yeah.
But you know. I see people in the comments saying, thank you, Yellow Wolf, for helping me quit drinking or something like that.
Right.
You know, so I don't know what the song's really about.
He calls himself a slum American. That was one of his album titles. You know, like he's kind of touches base with the American worker, kind of, you know, in the way.
Yeah, all us piddle-diddle citizens.
Yeah, the grit and dirty.
So, okay, let's hear T.G. Shepherd and... Then we'll figure out what to do after that.
Yeah.
All right. 10-4.
I've known some painted ladies that sparkled in the light, country girls that love the lover's moon. Some I never really knew, though I always wanted to. Some I only met once in a room. Some said they liked my smile, others of them stayed a while others left me on the run. This is the only way I have to say, I love them everyone. Big, little or short of talk, wish I could have kept them all. I love them everyone. Like to thank them for the charms, holding me in their arms. Until dawn. Here's to the memories, everyone's a part of me. Oh, I love them everyone. Big, little or short of talk, wish I could have kept them all. I love them everyone. Like to thank them for the charm. Kept them all. I loved them everyone.
one of my favorites. Okay, this is the Real BS Show, you know.
Real BS. And,
yeah. Bill and Seth's show.
That's right. Yeah. Nothing else.
Nothing else. No. Don't substitute other names in there.
Talking about substitution, man. You remember how you were alive for it when we went off the gold standard.
71, I think it was.
Yeah, 1971.
Well, that's when they started printing money like there's no tomorrow.
Fiat currency.
Now they're going $1 trillion every 3 months.
Yeah.
We're blowing. Yeah. I mean, we're headed for some. Well, I got to tell you, I'm seeing something different now that I've never seen before. And I've been watching since 2000.
Right.
The silver and gold prices are starting to sneak up, but they're sneaking up a lot faster than they ever have.
And what I heard is a lot of countries around the world, you're talking Russia, China, U.S., and Argentina, you know, all these countries are buying gold and silver at record rates.
Well, they're trading in their bonds for gold.
Right.
The bond market's a joke. I mean, it's totally useless stuff.
Right.
All it is IOUs from the federal government.
Right.
And they've got so many of them out there. What, $34, $35 trillion worth? Oh, jeez.
It's not just the, you know, U.S., there's multiple reserve currencies, and a lot of countries are cashing in on all of the different reserve currencies, and that's what I've been seeing,
too. Well, they're all starting to use their own because the BRICS countries are saying, okay, they haven't established anything yet, so... Right. Come this October, it's going to be a big deal.
It depends, yeah.
I think there's going to be about 40 countries that are going to be accepted into the BRICS, and then look out.
It's the difficult part is when if they can withhold from their own individual issues. So, for instance, India and China are both part of BRICS, and if they can somehow hash out their differences, because there's quite a few differences between the two countries, and they don't really care for each other too much. If these countries hash it out, then whatever.
Well, they're really tired of the United States, you know, weaponizing our dollar. You know, they want to steal all this money from Russia and give it to weapons for Ukraine, and it's just getting ridiculous. And then it's totally ridiculous.
The other thing that's going on in the news too that's not being talked about too much is right now there's record droughts in other countries, like in Africa and in India, and also in like Central Asia, South America, these droughts, and that's going to be causing a food shortage in those areas, and people are going to be migrating out of those areas.
Well, you know, everybody says that China is having a lot of troubles right now, but what they're doing, and they're not telling everybody, but it's there, they're hogging all the commodities they can hog.
Oh, sure.
I mean, corn, soy, you name it, they're just buying it up from Brazil, one of the biggest.
India did the same thing. They started hoarding, they stopped exporting their wheat.
Yeah.
And that's a major thing you factor in.
Well, there's something big coming, and I'm telling you, the black swan I see is the price of silver. I mean, if it goes to $100 an ounce or $1,000, they're predicting $2,000 an ounce. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Right.
That's crazy.
So you're telling people that it'd be you're not giving financial advice here. We have to make that clear.
No.
But
if you look at my case, you wouldn't take it.
But it might be wise to invest a little bit in silver, right?
You know? Yeah, it'd be a good idea, but nobody's going to do it. No. You know, they're too...
Skittish.
Well, the price is going up pretty fast. So I mean,
you're probably late.
This is different. This is different than anything I've ever seen.
Right.
And it's not too late. It's still cheap. I mean, it's just a little bit over half of its all-time high.
Right.
Gold is making new highs every day.
Sure.
So gold would be the last thing I would invest in.
Right.
Silver makes a whole lot of sense, but
if you take gold and look at its actual value and over long term and compare it to the U.S. dollar by inflation, gold price has never really changed. It's just the U.S. dollar or whatever currency you're looking at has lost value.
Yeah.
And that's the reality of the situation. If we were to stay on the gold standard, then we wouldn't be in the situation as much as we are. They wouldn't be able to have these deficits.
With gold and oil and silver going up.
Right.
We're talking inflation. So prices are going to get, McDonald's is getting expensive.
Yeah.
And,
well, food prices alone went up like 30 or 40%, you know, and then people are saying, oh, they're being greedy. And it's like, no, that's not the whole picture here. You factor in everyone wants higher wages, and that's right there accounting for majority of the product price. You know, wages going up is the most, labor is the most expensive part of any product. And people are ignoring that. They're just saying, these corporations are being greedy. And I'm not here to defend the corporations, but it's the employees that want more wages. Good luck finding someone working minimum wage nowadays. If they are, they're not probably that intelligent enough to go find a new job where they can make double or triple. Well,
they're
their
living
amount.
In their mom's basement, yeah, or something.
That's right.
You know, something's going on there.
But, the truth is, Bill, have you ever seen this ever in your lifetime? I'm from my study of history, I've never seen wages, the free market allow that much change in labor value has changed so drastically from people saying, I'm not working for that price. I'm going to go find another job that pays more. And that's what's happening. The free market is working.
Well, UPS drivers are making $150,000 a year.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Driving a UPS truck.
Hey, more power to them.
Yeah, good for them. But guess what? There's a lot of people that, like doctors and all you know, kind of skilled professions that are going to, it's going to go nutty.
Yeah, but the reality is if you are, you know, running a business, you can ask business owners this. People are willing to walk away if they're not getting paid. And that's the right thing. People have the power now in their hands to say, if I don't like this job because I'm not getting paid enough,
I don't know how they walk away from a job unless they got another one. But
that's the truth. That's what's happening.
You know, what the heck? How do you skin by without having a job? Well, I don't understand that.
Well, what's happening is what people probably are not seeing is right now, people are switching jobs. They're not just quitting their job and not doing anything. They're finding another job that pays more. And that's what's happening. This started probably about 5 years ago. People started doing this. But during COVID, it really peaked up where most people are saying, okay, I'm not getting paid much. I'm going to look for a new job and that pays more. And then when they find like three job offers.
They got $600 a week in unemployment.
That's happened. that happened. But
thank you, government.
Was a travesty that happened. But let's hold off on that for a second. Because the market itself is working where people can find a job that pays more and leave that job they had. And so in a lot of ways, this proves that minimum wage is not effective at all because people are able to find new jobs. Like I said, in Pennsylvania, we have $7.25 per hour for the minimum wage. Find somebody working on that. I want to find that person and say, why haven't you McDonald's is paying $12 an hour.
Yeah, Walmart's doing the same thing.
Walmart's even paying more. I mean, I think Walmart's like, what, 18 or something an hour? Or 17? I lost track. Point is, geez, there's other jobs paying double the minimum wage at least. So why would you be working minimum wage? So this is the market is changing rapidly. There's people saying, we can't find enough workers. There's not enough workers in the skilled labor. Some of the skilled labor jobs are paying, you know, $25 to $30 or $40 an hour. You know, holy cow. We got
a lot of machinist signs up around my parts of the neck of the woods. That's saying $40 an hour.
I tell that to my son all the time. He doesn't realize that he's taking precision machining and he wants to do welding. And I was like, look, you could do precision machining now, learn it now, because it crosses over with welding. And then
welding's hard on the health. Not a healthy thing.
No,
to
it's
do.
Not. But he has this in his head that he wants to do like underwater welding, and I'm not trying to dog that, but there's like, because I said to him, go look online and see how many jobs there are that for underwater welding. And there was surveys done, and it's only like 4,900 underwater welders in the nation. And then I says, okay, look up.
Was he like swimming or something?
Yeah, scuba, you know, scuba and welding, you know. Oof. That sounds a little, you're messing with electricity and water, in salt water. Yeah.
Oxygen tanks.
Too. Yeah, whew, yeah. Boy. And then I'm like, okay, now go look up precision machining and how many jobs are available. Millions. There's millions of them out there. So it's like, that. I'm not trying to tell him how to do his career. I'm the type of person, like, let him find his own way kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, I'm like, I want to give him the record. I want to give him the actual evidence of making a logical decision. Kind of guide them to not go into a career that's kind of hard to get into unless you have the skills, you know? They don't hire just...
Yeah, there might not be a big demand for underwater welding.
That's what I mean. It's kind of like only 4,900 jobs. It's like, that's not many, and it's going to be hard to find. So it's kind of like that, you know? You look out there, all these jobs available, like there's carpentry, there's electricians, there's plumbing. We need more locksmiths. There's not enough locksmiths in this country. And so right now that's a huge problem is there's not enough of them to even do the job. You have to call someone far away sometimes to get a locksmith or a plumber.
It ain't cheap either. No. It cost me $300 to get my ignition key fixed.
Oh, really? Holy cow.
and I had to drive to him in Erie.
Really? Wow.
Holy smokes.
Wow.
Well, you know, some of these cars, they got some pretty fancy setups.
That's true.
Yeah. It's I don't know. It's something bad. I mean, things are going to get tough. There's just no doubt about it. It's going to get rough. And the stupid government and the media and everybody saying how wonderful everything is. Oh, shoot. I forgot my, I lost my mind set or whatever.
Yeah, you were talking.
Train of thought.
Well, the media is a problem.
Well,
you know?
They're a joke. I don't believe anything. Nothing I hear, well, nothing. Read or anything.
Right.
I don't.
You have to be careful. I mean, there's like a lot of clickbait, I think. And so remember when you were misquoted in the newspaper?
Well, they quoted me and they never even talked to me. I mean, it was, what a joke. Erie Times.
I was going to say, don't mention the newspaper, but too late.
Yeah. Well, the Courier Journal was just as bad. You know, I mean, they're saying, I said this and I said, I never talked to anybody.
Yeah.
What a bunch of crap. And the, you know, the police chief told me, he said, don't talk to these people.
Yeah.
They'll screw you up.
Yeah.
And he was right. He was right.
Yeah, I agree. This is where, you know, in this day and age, hearsay can be said so wrong. Someone can misquote you. You were meaning something else. And I've always, you need publicists in a lot of ways to even get around anything.
I don't want nothing to do with them.
Right.
But
I think you look on the news now, you see things on Twitter or any of these news, and sometimes you have to step back and say, wait a second here, this news event happened and we don't know the full story. I was reading about some guy whose wife just had a baby and his wife and the baby end up disappearing, and everybody was accusing him of killing the woman and the baby and all these things. And then to find out it was his wife's female friend that strangled the woman and took the baby, and she just pled guilty and everything. This friend, supposed friend, you know, admitted to everything.
Well, I wouldn't want a friend like that.
But do you see what I'm saying? Like, the media just jumped on this guy. Oh, he was looking sketchy in the interview, and he was being, you know, nervous or whatever. The dude just can't find his wife and his kid. I mean, maybe we shouldn't judge people right away and let the facts sort out, you know? And in the end, it came true. He was innocent. You know, and to me, that's kind of like a sickening thing that that certain people just jump on people right away and just start accusing the worst.
Like I say, I don't believe any. I don't believe it because I don't read it anyways.
Right.
I don't listen to it. The commercials on TV are a bunch of lies.
Right.
It's just over and over and over. You just get steamrolled by all this junk.
If you use a computer, one of the things I don't see commercials is because I use an extension that you can get on Chrome or Firefox called uBlock Origin, and it blocks all ads, even on YouTube. Now, on your mobile devices, if you have an Android, you could use Attaway. It blocks ads on websites and everything, and then you can also have YouTube block ads by not even paying premium. But that's a whole different other subject another day.
Yes.
But the point is, I don't see ads ever. And so then when I do, it's a weird thing for me because you see these ads and they're so weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Things have changed a lot. I mean, just a lot. Sometimes the side effects of medicine they advertise is 10 times worse than what you're trying to fix.
Let's say someone has like a sinus problem where they're sneezing and coughing and says, oh, here's the possible illnesses, diarrhea, you know, the vomiting.
Could cause death.
Death. And it's like, this huge laundry list of things. And most of the times, just one person that reported, oh, I had some loose stool, you know. That's what it comes down to.
It's just everybody's lying to everybody, and best way is to not listen to none of it, you know.
Right.
I have to listen to some of it on these baseball things because that's just serious radio advertising.
Right.
Some shows that are coming up, and it's not too bad. MLB baseball is just ridiculous. The same ads four times. The same ad four times in between innings.
Right.
I mean, what in the world are they thinking?
Who's queuing that? Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, somebody's sleeping at the switch over there.
You know, I do with a radio station in Union City, and we don't have ads, but we have like sponsorships and underwrites and little PSAs. And that's one of the things that's easy to prevent. It's not that hard to make sure it's not doing that.
No, they're not staying awake. Or somebody's paying them to advertise their junk four times in between innings. It's just unreal. But hey, you got some song. Let's end with some songs, off the wall stuff.
Some of these,
because I know you got a pile of that.
Oh yeah, I got one for the Bob Dylan fans. I got also one that's
is he still alive?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
And then
he's got to be ancient.
Yeah.
Hoo-wee.
I got one for the Bob Dylan fans. It's called Friday. It's a good song for Friday. But then
today's Thursday.
I know, but tomorrow will be Friday.
Okay, well, so, by the time they hear it, yeah, it'll be Friday.
And I got another one, Anna, Go With Him, which is a great song for those.
Yeah, you don't like me, go run off with somebody else.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah,
great
that's song. A good romantic tune.
And then they'll end with I'm Alive, which is an amazing song. This guy is Johnny Thunder. I mean, I wish he was more, like, he should be more famous. He's still alive. He's 91 years old.
Well, I hope so. His song says I'm alive.
Yeah, I know, but he's 91 years old.
That's false advertising if you die.
Yeah, right. But this guy's like he didn't get famous at all, and like nobody ever heard of him. And it's like this guy should be famous.
Well, we're gonna make him famous.
There you
now,
go,
right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Okay, Seth. Well, I'll see you next week. Hey, it's getting warm out. It's raining a lot.
That's right.
Holy smokes!
April showers.
And yeah, we'll bring what May flowers. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's finish her off with some couple of crazy songs, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
seven a.m. waking up in the morning, gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs, gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal. Seeing everything, time is going, ticking on and on. Everybody's rushing. Gotta get down to the bus stop. Gotta catch my bus. I see my friends kicking in the front seat, sitting in the back seat. Gotta make up my mind, which seat can I take? It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, partying, partying, yeah, partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend. .745, driving on the highway, cruising so fast, I want time to fly. Fun, fun, think about fun. You know what it is. I got this. Got this, my friend is by my right. Hey, I got this, you got this. Now you know it, kicking in the front seat, sitting in the back seat, gotta make up my mind, which seat can I take? It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Party and party. partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend. Yesterday was Thursday, Thursday. Today is Friday, Friday. Partying. We so excited. We so excited. We gonna have a ball today. Tomorrow is Saturday and Sunday come afterwards. I don't want this weekend to end. It's Friday. Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
I'm alive.
And I'm no rock.
I'm alive.
No piece of metal, y'all.